I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Connecticut Garden Journal. There's a lot of concern about pollinating insects and butterflies. As native populations dwindle, gardeners are rallying to support these insects. There are watches to gauge the populations of monarch butterflies, and more gardeners are growing butterfly and pollinator-attracting plants. If you're interested in helping these essential and beautiful insects, two plants to incorporate into your garden are butterfly bushes and butterfly weed. As you can imagine, they specialize in attracting our winged friends. Now, I can hear my native plant friends screaming already, so let's start right off by talking about buddleia, or butterfly bushes, being invasive. Yes, many varieties will self-sow rampantly, spreading and choking out native plants. But there are ways to grow this butterfly magnet and not have it take over. Select sterile varieties such as Lo and Behold and Blue Chip, deadhead flowers religiously, and weed out self-sowing seedlings in spring to keep them under control. Butterfly bushes grow and overwinter best in warmer parts of Connecticut, such as along the coast. Be patient with butterfly bushes in spring. They're often late leafing out. Butterfly weed, or Asclepias, is a native in the milkweed family, not invasive, hardier in a wider range, and a smaller plant with orange, pink, or white flowers. Look for the pink-flowered swamp milkweed or purple milkweed to grow along with the orange types to attract monarchs to your garden. Most butterfly weeds only grow a few feet tall, so they're a good fit in a perennial flower garden. Both butterfly plants will grow best in full sun on well-drained soil. Next week on the Connecticut Garden Journal, I'll be talking about colorful carrots. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.